I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz.
Hi, I'm Amiri Asai, and you're here with AfterBuzz After Show for Below Deck Sailing Yacht. If you didn't hear me, it's Sailing Yacht. I am here with Nate and Jane, and we're going to jump right in, off the starboard of the boat, right into the water. So our first topic is wedding gate. Are they or are they not going to get married? Guy and this random gold digger, according to Nate to my left, he thinks she's a gold digger, and I'm starting to agree. But does Guy even have any gold? We'll jump right in. And we're moving on to the domestic fight, as they were saying. Glenn became the captain. He jumped in. He's stepped in. He really acted like the adult we knew he is. And then we have the hot tub, and we got flirting. We got love triangles. We're going to go right to Nate, and I want to hear about this wedding and about this gold digger. What do you think? What's happening?
I don't know if she's a gold digger anymore. Because at first I did. Because the way he came off the boat last episode, and it just felt weird. And he felt like he was the one that had money, and she was just kind of going with the flow. But now, I don't know. I think that maybe she finds an excuse to not marry him. So she might just be on for the ride. Like, let me just enjoy this. And every time this guy wants to marry me, I'm just going to find an excuse. I think that they overreacted over his drinking too much. Mm-hmm. He was acting crazy. I don't know what happened in the room. But I don't think that was to turn off your wedding. Everyone fights. Everyone gets in arguments. It's life.
But is it because they're in small quarters? Those hallways? Like, you can't get out of those hallways. Like, you're in a fight. You are, like, how do you get out of that? Maybe that's why it was, like, kind of hyped
you
up.
You jump overboard.
That happens a lot on cruises.
You swim to shore.
All right.
That happens a lot on cruises?
Yeah, people go missing.
Oh,
like, honeymoons,
no.
Honey, those people are going right off board.
Mm-mm.
Y'all haven't heard of that?
No, I have, but we're not talking about it.
That's why I never go honeymooning on a cruise, ever. Only
oh
a yacht.
God.
I'm not trying to die. No, thank you.
No. That's not the first thing I think of when I think of cruises, though.
What do you think of?
Unlimited buffets or...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Quarantining, that's what I think of. I have a more, you know, darker way of seeing the world, I guess. What do you guys think about Glenn's, like, kind of jumping in and kind of having to kind of be the adult? Because right now he's kind of been the cool uncle, and now he's kind of stepped in and had to be like, we need to have this conversation. Like, what's happening? Like, do you think he handled it well? What do we think?
Oh, yeah. Glenn's a pro. He's great. He was like, I'm the captain now. I've been the captain. He was going to step in, break up this fight. I was here for it.
You're here for it? Okay.
I mean, what a guy.
Such a guy, right?
At first, I thought that he was being overdramatic.
Okay.
Now, when I step back and look at it from the responsible perspective, he did the right thing. But I mean,
Want good TV, Nate?
Yeah, I don't
You just
know
wanted him to go,
so...
like, to blows, you
no,
think?
No, I think that they made it overdramatic.
Okay.
Couples fight. They get an intense fight. Not,
but she called him a psychopath.
This is a toxic relationship.
It's a very toxic relationship, but I just... It wasn't physical. And we get into...
I don't know, but it was going that way.
It felt like it was going to get kind of
It wasn't
physical.
Going that way?
I don't know if it was.
He crossed his arms, guys.
I don't know. I don't know which way it was
all
going.
Right.
But
all
I
right.
just... Them listening in and just like... I was like, that's kind of weird.
Whatever way it was going, I didn't think it should be going towards wedding bells. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm glad
but they were mic'd. You remember, like, a lot of people say, oh, we didn't know, you shouldn't, it's our privacy. You're mic'd. You're on national TV, you're mic'd. Mm-hmm. So, like, you should know, like, you were like, give us some privacy. I'm like, whether or not you close the door, we can hear it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like, it kind of goes back to, like, NeNe Gate, when NeNe Leakes was mic'd, and then, like, on Real Housewives of Atlanta. So that happens a lot on Bravo shows, so they should know, like, do the research, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that... I don't know. Again, from the responsible perspective, they handled it the right way.
All right.
Intervene before you have to. But sometimes arguments happen. And not every argument gets to domestic violence.
All right, fair enough.
But he was really drunk, so that's probably what
he was. But Jenna kind of did take it back in a very, like, dramatic way. Like, a door wasn't even slammed. Nothing really, like, loud or physical happened aside from them yelling. Because on past seasons, they've, like, slammed doors. They've fallen down stuff. They've almost fallen off the boat. So I think she just kind of came off, like, a little bit of a novice. Mm-hmm. Like, the way she delivered the news. So I think... Next time, my girl Jenna needs to kind of cool it before she delivers it to the captain.
For sure.
So, at least, no one got hurt. Everyone got great food. We're not mad about it. But then, we have all these triangles starting to develop. So, that's kind of exciting for me. Like, we have Jenna and Adam, which has been kind of from the beginning. And then, Nate has some news about that later in the after show. But I think, right now, I want to kind of touch upon what you guys think. Like, do you think Jenna and Adam are going to get together? I mean, obviously, at the end, there was a little bit of teasing, and they went into each other's cabin. So, what do we think? Did they go all the way?
I love them. And I didn't think I was going to. I was like, I don't really like that little couple. But Adam, like, I love Adam. I love his game. Like, I was like, hey, you got game. I mean, because he throws in his little punches when he needs to throw in the punches. And it's, like, at the right time. And he kind of throws her off guard. Adam, you got game like I got game, Adam. That's how I do it.
Okay, man. Giving yourself a humble brag.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
I mean, I know. You just slid that right in. you do have game.
No, I'm just very, very slick when it comes to my game and the way I speak game.
Well, you call your bae. We know that from the last episode. You call it
bae.
Bae, you watching?
Right. But will they get together? I don't know. I don't think so. I think that this is going to be just a fling on the boat. They're bored. They're traveling. Everybody.
Convenient.
Yeah. You know. We all want companionship and feel love.
Oh, neat. What a softie.
We're not doing this today. We're
That's
not doing
cute. It. All right. Janie, what do you think?
I think they're knocking boots below deck. For sure.
That should be a spinoff.
Yeah.
Knocking boots below deck. Yes. I love it. I love that.
I mean, they totally teased it at the end. Okay. She was like, I regret last night. And I don't think it was just from the wine or whatever they were drinking. But also, I don't know why she would regret it. Because Adam's the gorgeous. Love has been brewing sober.
Right. Totally. So. You're right. And when they're working, which is great. I think another thing, which is always nice, like, I've never worked at a restaurant, but I know a lot of, like, servers will hook up. And, like, and they're in that environment. You're in a small space. Like, why not? It, like, seems kind of convenient. But I also, like, kind of rooting for him because he looked really bad in past seasons. So he's kind of making up. He's watched himself on TV. He's doing the work, which I think is great. Like, I'm all for it. What about, let's take a left turn and get into Padgett in Georgia. Because that was very subtle, and Nate kind of brought it to my attention, but it was super, super subtle. So, like, there was a little flirting at dinner, and she said, I think verbatim, was like, talk dirty to me, and he was talking about food, but Ciara's face was everything. And the producers this season have really done the faces really well, catching the dirty looks and the anger. So what do we think? Do we think Ciara's overreacting? Is it playful teasing, flirting, or is it something that could develop between Ciara, I mean, sorry, Padgett and Georgia?
Okay, well, first of all, I gotta say, because I wasn't on last episode of the after show, I love Padgett's name.
Cute,
all
right? Cute.
Padgett sounds like a name of someone who was literally raised by seagulls. So it's, like, so fitting for him, you know? Right. It's, like, the name of someone who's just, like, an orphan pirate. And
an orphan pirate.
We That's love everything. That for him. That's everything. I want to, like, name all of my kids Padgett.
Yeah.
And then just, like, send them out to sea and forget about them for 18 years and then find them
That's
again.
Everything. That's awesome.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's been dating that girl since they were, like, born.
They grew up together.
Right. The seashore. So.
But nothing like a boat to really F that up. To F up that kind of... And then there was a preview where they kind of teased them having an argument. Remember at the end, like, for the next episode? So, what do you think?
Like, feel like it would take a lot to break them up at this point. Okay. But I don't know. I could see the drama happening, but I feel like they're just going to be, like, the little couple that could the whole time.
All right. I'm mad at that.
I mean, that's my take. Yeah, I would be so surprised... if Georgia comes in and just sideswipes this. But she is a
singer.
Little lying bitch. She doesn't even have a British accent. You know what I mean?
Right, but she's singing. So maybe she's trying to use... And she kind of mentioned that she's using this as a kind of jumping off point for her career for being a singer. Yeah. So maybe she really
and
doesn't want...
And I say that in the most loving way. Let me clarify. Bitch is a term of endearment for me. Just so everyone knows.
There is the asterisk for Jane's comment. Love it. Love
bitch
it.
Bitch is a compliment.
No, I get it. I love it. I'm gay. It's you add a couple eyes and it's fine. Let's jump right into news with Mr. Nate.
Wait,
please. He wanted to wait. Well, let's wait.
Well, because
we're all ears.
I didn't say what I thought about Padgett.
Their love.
Oh, wait, please speak
we
up.
Need
I'm
to
sorry.
Know
okay,
how you
so
feel about the love.
You're so suave. I forgot to ask.
They're breaking up.
Oh,
Padgett and Sierra are done.
Damn, that's intense.
Well, they're the only couple on there, but we haven't seen anything
they
intimate.
They're not
between
anymore
them.
The only couple on there.
Well, true.
Things are brewing.
True.
Things are
but
brewing.
Below deck.
We haven't seen nothing. We haven't seen them touch each other, have we?
Yes! Yeah, they were canoodling in the booth.
They hugged each other once, I think.
Yeah, they were smooching. First episode, they were like PDA, for sure.
That was before they all came on, though, Jane.
Yeah.
That was before they all came on.
Yeah, before. It was. Yeah,
it was just them and Captain Danny
Glenn. So, like, I noticed that.
Daddy Glenn.
Daddy Glenn.
And love then it. We're going over the fact of the small detail of when Madison, my favorite, I love you, girl.
You love me.
When Madison did the little heart, which was so subtle, didn't mean much, but like those little things.
Who was that for, though? Who was the heart for?
The heart was,
the heart was for Parker.
Heart was for Parker. So that's the P and the V then that she mentioned on the first episode.
Oh, Madison.
Yeah, Madison's gonna be naughty.
Madison.
My girl.
So, and then the whole Georgia situation, Sierra was just looking like they're setting it up. I see it already. I see it already. The arguments that's coming. And then again, this is the first time that they've worked together. So, like, it's
Amen to that.
They're seeing each other from a whole different lens. You know, when you're married, when you're dating someone for so long and then you move in and you see a whole different side of them, that's what I believe.
Like when you do Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah,
when you work with someone, it can be either good like that or really bad like this.
Yeah,
so we'll see. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But are you ready for news now? Can I throw it to you?
Yes, I am ready for news.
We are ready for news.
So I don't know if you guys ever were wondering, but obviously the Paris Fall the Third is a beautiful boat. It's such a beautiful boat. We all know this.
Such a beautiful boat. Anything with the third is beautiful, right?
Of course. That's why I'm going to name my son Nathaniel Harris the Second, so there could be a Nathaniel Harris the Third. But these boats cost $30 to $40-$50 million.
Wow. So more than the yachts on Below Deck?
Yes. So Adam was on a show. He actually was on a show, Pop of the Morning, with Jenna, and they revealed that they are $30, $40, $50 million.
Wow.
And then it's about $300,000 for one of those sails that they rip, $300,000 to fix that. Then it's about 10% of a year of whatever you pay. So it's like $50 million. 10% of that is that's what your yearly upkeep is. So that's $5 million.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna have to host a lot more after shows.
To be able to afford that. Wow.
You know, and I'm trying to stress and buy a house, and I'm like, I can't buy a $100,000 house. They're buying boats, $50 million?
That's crazy.
I feel like people always get a bad rap for living on a boat.
That's a nice boat.
I would.
People I've dated lived on boats that were like a tugboat, so that's not going to work for me. That's nice. Is it because of the aerodynamics? Do we know? Is it because the boat has to go at an angle? Is that why it's so expensive?
I have no idea, but that's
Let's just say that sounds right, guys, right?
That's what Adam, Adam told us. I'll do some more research. But also, Adam was on Andy Cohen's show.
Okay? Watch what happens live.
And a caller called in and said, Adam, you're so handsome. Are you single?
It was me.
Are you single, and what type of woman do you like? And Adam said, I guess you guys are going to have to watch the show.
Ooh, we love a little boat team.
Yeah, and so this episode, obviously, we saw everything that we saw with him and Jenna. So, but him making that comment, so is it just a flirting thing?
And she was in the audience.
And she was in the audience.
I watched What Happens Live. She was there.
So did they go together, or was she just there to support the show? Was the whole cast there?
Come on, Nate.
Are they together?
I would not support anyone unless I was boinking them. I'm not going to go sit there in the audience. She's not even on the show. That's support. That's like, that's love, I think.
Yeah.
That's
what I think.
They're together.
Wow, you really came around.
You heard it here first.
All right, they're together. Well, there you go. So I know Jane has a lot of fun stuff from social, so let's just jump right into that, because everyone's been kind of tweeting, and the show is brand new, so they don't have a set audience, but we have a lot of fun tweets, so let's just jump right in.
Yeah. So tonight, there were a lot of fun tweets from fans on Twitter. Cheos Theory tweeted, "These people are getting lit. For as much as it costs to charter that yacht, they should be drinking out of the bottles."
Love that.
For real.
And then Clara at Clarper on Heist said, "It's like this couple are this family's dramatic friends. We all have them." Amen, honey. Yep. Oh my god. It was like, it reminded me of so many weddings I've been invited to and uninvited to. I mean, my family's toxic too. No. I'm just kidding.
I hear you.
Clara, Clarper on Heist. "No wonder this chick missed her wedding. Damn. Get it together. Wedding gate was real." So that was fun. Some fun action on Twitter. We also had some doppelganger lookalikes that we found.
That's crazy.
Between, first is Glenn, and then we've got, Glenn looks just like Harvey Levin from TMZ.
I love that.
Spitting images. And then, we've also got Jen and Kim Raver from Grey's Anatomy.
They could be sisters.
They could
nuts.
Literally be sisters.
Nuts.
You look like them too, low key.
Oh my god.
Triplets. Yeah,
nice. Yep. Should I just up and leave to Corfu now?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Just go to Corfu. That looks beautiful. Which is in Greece, by the way, if anyone was confused.
Yeah.
Anyone out there.
You know what I want to see? The mashup that we all deserve is them to dock and go to Lindsay Lohan's
Beach Club. I love that show.
And just give us a little dance knee up, yes. Leg pop.
Knee up.
This is how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch. yeah. We've got... Okay, from last week, there was this girl, Tracy, Cape Girl, on Twitter, who said, question for fellow Bravo Below Deck, Watch What Happens Live fans, is anyone else disturbed by the promo ad for the new Sailing Yacht series where an adult male says he's breastfed by his mother? The thought of that makes my skin crawl. Is that not a normal thing?
It's not good. It's not good, Parker.
I'm just kidding.
That's crazy. I don't know what he meant by that. Hopefully we'll get more light shed on the fact. Why do you say that? Like, that's crazy.
Let's hope Parker invests in formula.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, how's he finding a breast in the middle of the ocean?
I don't know. But I like Parker.
I like Parker, too. Parker. He also says a wedgie thing about everyone gets a wedgie, which is very relatable.
I love Parker. He's such a cute little bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's so laid back.
It's like, if Parker's on this sailboat, then who's at the frat house hazing the boys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If Parker just closes his mouth, he's very cute. Like, the minute he talks, really I'm like, cute. Oh, no.
Yeah, the minute he flashes his pinky ring. No, we love him. He's hot. Everyone on deck is hot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love me some Madison.
He loves Madison.
Nate is so partial.
Her Twitter is lit. Like, she interacts with fans. She's super engaged with, which I think is great. Yeah. Do you have anything with Captain? Didn't Captain Sandy give some advice to Glenn? Do we have that?
Some hot advice.
Hot goss from Sandy.
Yeah. So Decider quoted Sandy Yawn. Okay.
Her name is Sandy Yawn. It really is Yawn, and we love her. We don't yawn when she's on camera, but it's Sandy Yawn.
Sandy Yawn. No. Okay, so they quoted Glenn saying, keep an eye on your crew. Have them keep an eye on each other.
Deep.
What is this, goal cast?
But do you think that's good advice?
And then Sandy Yawn said, all the best, Captain Glenn, on your maiden voyage of below deck sailing.
Yes, sexy voice. This is ASMR all of a sudden. I love it. Well done. But that's good advice, though, don't you think? Because from the back, and if you've seen the past seasons of Below Deck, they don't really watch out for each other. People get too drunk. They have fights in vans. So, like, I think Captain Sandy knows, like, this can go left. It's a little too kumbaya right now. I'm like, when are people going to start hating each other? I'm a little bored.
Yeah.
We need to up the drama. Yeah. It's too, like, I love you. I support you. I see you. I don't watch Below Deck for that.
Yeah.
I can watch Oprah Soul Sunday for that. So I need them to up their ante a little bit. Like, I'm getting a little bored. And I've seen it on Twitter as well. So do you think from a social standpoint, do you think they need to kind of like...
Yeah, the first few minutes of the episode, like probably the first third, was a little bit just like, oh, we're pulling up the sails, we're getting ready.
Yeah.
Like the drama was the guests mostly.
Right.
Yeah, so they are...
And the guests were boring. So if you're depending on those guests to kind of keep you going through season, I need shrimp cocktail guy. I need the guy that was like running around shirtless saying, where is my shrimp cocktail? Like, I practiced that, by the way. yeah, he's great. So I need more people like that. We've had people like, you know, last season we had like a dick cake and, you know, we had the dick gate. We've had all these dramas. So we really need them to up the ante. I get it's our first kind of foray. But like, if the boat costs so much, this show's not going to be renewed if we don't have the drama.
You know?
So not to be kind of a deck, but
you're being such a deck.
You're being such a deck. So I think that we need to kind of up the ante. So how do we think they can kind of up the ante? Do we need like a villain? We don't really have a villain. Is that the problem? Because on past seasons we had Kate was the villain, Hannah was the villain, the Chief Seas are always the villain, but Jenna seems great. So like, do we need a villain? Like, what do you guys think?
A villain's for sure coming.
Is it? Who's going to be the villain?
Whoever's going to bring up Paget and Sierra. I'm so, like, that's where it's at. Like,
Georgia's going to see right into that.
Yeah. Georgia is going to be the villain.
You hate Georgia, right? Tell me why you hate her.
I just don't understand why she has the fake British accent.
But why? Why does that annoy you? Do you know the background? Give us your background.
Okay. I was raised in England for like 3 years. I had a British accent. I moved back to America in second grade. Fast forward to college. I don't have a British accent in college. A guy that I knew had a British accent, and he moved back in second grade. And he, I could have sworn, was faking it to get girls.
Whoa. And do you think Georgia's doing that to get Padgett?
This British accent just so that she can get people to like her, think she's charming.
Case closed. Wow.
That was a hot take.
You know what? Damn.
I mean,
wow. Well, you know, Georgia's going to come for you on Twitter.
Is that difficult?
Is it?
To do a British accent?
No, I know, like, just holding that accent at all times.
But how fake are you? You know what I mean? If you're real fake, you can hold it.
Yeah, I mean, also, and she's like, getting paid to be on the show. What's her mom, like, making her have the British accent?
That was weird. Her mom's a psychopath, not Guy.
Like, not even Meghan Markle has a British accent.
Well, she hasn't been there long enough. We need her to be there longer, maybe.
Well, neither has Georgia. She's never even been there.
Oh, she just was born there. South Africa. She was just born there.
Yeah.
She's from South Africa. All right. Her mom,
well, before we dump too much on Georgia.
Yeah.
No,
sorry,
I'm going to defend Georgia right now.
Oh, you are? Okay. That's let's hear it. No,
please,
hold on.
Please.
I want to hear it.
Give devil's advocate.
Sorry, me and Jane.
I'm being a little B now.
I know. We're like at a slumber party, me and Jane. We're doing too much. Yeah. Speak up, Nate.
I love me some Georgia, too. Like, Madison and Georgia, yeah.
I don't love her, though.
No, I love her.
You love her? You are so peaceful.
No, those two. Mm-mm.
Honey, if I was the captain, I'd be throwing people off board. But that's just me. Anyone else like that?
No, but I...
I thought you liked Madison. Madison, he's a fake fan.
No, Addison, I really love Addison. But Georgia, I love her. She's peaceful. Like, Georgia's not causing no drama.
I know, but she's singing in the laundry room, and I'm like, girl, this is not American Idol.
She's practicing her dream.
You know what? I support her dream.
No, she was singing
about it. I support your dream, too.
Look, I fully stand that. Listen, Georgia, keep singing because it'll get you off the boat.
No.
That's great. We're going to keep arguing. No,
I'm going to fight for you, Madison and Georgia. We're fighting.
Honey, you don't go on Bravo to be liked. Sorry.
Nope.
If you become a Bravo celebrity, people are going to hate you. This is not the Learning Channel. No. Just kidding. They hate you on the Learning Channel as well.
The more you know.
I don't care for Adam. I love Adam. And you know,
you don't care for Adam?
No, I'm saying.
He made hummus from scratch.
No, I'm saying.
Hey, you better eat your words.
No, listen.
I don't want to.
I'm saying. You guys can love Adam. You guys can love Parker.
We love all the hot boys.
And I'll love Madison, and Georgia.
What happens when Georgia goes off the boat? Madison becomes
Georgia's
Addison.
Not going off the boat.
I'm just kidding. Well, one of them's going to get fired.
Nope.
Someone's resigning.
That is.
And that's in the previous.
Padgett.
That might not be Padgett. These producers are tricky.
Yeah, they
Padgett's
are pretty good.
Resigning because he got a role in the Book of Mormon.
Oh, no.
Jane is coming for people left and right. Now that we're coming for people, what do we think about predictions? Like, obviously, we touched a little bit about...
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh.
Anyways, I think that, like, when we're jumping into that, like, obviously, we teased a little bit about Padgett possibly resigning. We touched upon love triangles. We've joked that George is going to leave the boat. But really, in all honesty, what are our predictions for the next episode? What are we thinking?
Coming up. I think that we're going to show more of Sierra and Padgett.
Ugh. They're so boring. It's like watching paint dry.
I know, but maybe I just like breakups. I'm evil. See, that's my evil side. I just can't wait for them to break up. Like,
he's ready to rock the boat.
I want to see that drama side, like whatever's going to happen.
Jane is here all night with the puns. She's got our back.
And then I hope Madison and Parker don't hook up. I really hope they don't.
Madison,
but I think that they will.
They will. She's got pink hair. He's got a pinky ring. Yeah. I think it's going to happen. I love you, Madison, but it's going to happen. But you know what? It's convenience. Like, if I was in the studio for the next 2 months, I would sleep with one of you. And unfortunately, Nate might get my eyes on you. Unfortunately, if you're stuck in a small space, Jane's beautiful, but... You know. Anyways, this is not sexual harassment. It's just me making a point. Anyway, don't come for me. I think my prediction, honestly, is that, like, Jenna and Adam are going to come out of the, like, kind of haze and realize we have to work together in a hot galley day in and day out. And that's really not ripped from a romance novel. Mm-hmm. It's not hot. It's rocky. The boat's going to be at 40 degrees. How do you get the P and the V at 40-degree angle? Who knows? So I don't know. How do you do it? Like, I don't think it's going to last. I think they're going to come out of it and be like, it's not professional. But do you guys really think this is going to last off the boat? Like, on land? Is it going to last on land?
It's not going to last on land. I don't think so.
But they were at Watch What Happens Live, so I could be wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Let me shut up.
I'm playing devil's advocate for myself. Right, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they're for sure together.
We might be on a boat. You don't know.
Yeah, they're for sure together. But okay. I think they are going to step back, though, because Byron, our guy who they don't show, the engineer who likes using a hammer
Jake
for everything.
Jake cannot find Byron.
I'm like, which one?
I
can be like,
she's like, is it Parker? I'm like, no, it's Byron. Byron. Just the one squeezing oranges.
Why is
that's
Byron
really
so not memorable?
He's the engineer. They never bring the engineer in. Like, on past seasons, the engineer just comes in when the boat's about to sink. So I don't know why they brought, they could have cast me.
Honestly,
why are they casting the engineer?
The engineer is most my type. Like, I'm surprised I'm into Adam, but
you
I
like
do
the engineer?
The,
you like the salt and pepper hair?
I love a little nerdy. Oh. Nerdy vibe.
Did you see his daughter from last episode? She's that kind of shady baby. I think she should be on the boat instead of him. Just the baby. She'd be great. She could squeeze some orange juice. Yeah. Is that child labor laws? Okay, we're making a lot of mistakes.
I mean, Paget and What's-Her-Face were like raised on a boat. Sierra. They were like...
They were raised probably, on a boat? Same boat?
I mean...
Or separate boats?
They met on the boat when they were like young.
Are Sierra's they from boat
family
fortune?
Brought her... They didn't know anything about boats and they brought her
so they brought
Paget on the boat.
Oh right!
Yeah. She's, and then they met Paget.
Oh, she slept with the Task Rabbit.
At 12. Yeah.
Oh, he was the Task Rabbit, and she slept with him. That's inappropriate. All right. Well, I mean, love happens on the ocean. I don't know. It works in international waters, and marriage doesn't even count. By the way, from the last episode, so even if they were to get married on the boat, it doesn't count. That's not legal. You can't get married in international waters.
Really? I just don't understand why I get married in that setting. I don't understand.
Because you want attention.
Why
you
get
show?
Married in Corfu?
Right?
Why?
Right?
Why get married?
But they
in
gave
Greece?
A great tip though. If you do all the tips like from the beginning, usually they get $1,600 average. They got $2,200 tip. That is like worth the trouble.
What do these people do?
What people?
These guests.
The guy, the rest of them, I have no idea. They look like all accountants.
They make
I don't,
blood
they
money.
Were so boring. Wait. The what, the two, oh, you're saying, oh, because they're rich?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying, like, what did they do on the boat? I was like, nothing. they probably invented, like, the thing that goes in the bottom of, like, a chair. That's how billionaires, little corks do. Yeah. Like, if you make the top of a pen cap, that's, you don't make money sexy business. Mm. Like, if you're doing, like, music entertainment, like, that's not where you make the billions. That's the people that make, like, a coaster. Like, so I think those are the kind of jobs they do a lot of the times. Or now, they're smart. Actually, I wanted to ask you guys this as we're kind of outroing, is what do you guys think about bringing in Bravo celebrities? Like, do you think they need to do, because on past seasons they've done like a Real Housewives of Orange County or they've done like a Million Dollar Listing guy. Do you think they need a Bravo celebrity for this show?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Who do you think's good? Who do we want?
I don't know. Dumb head.
Let's manifest it.
I don't know. But I saw like the Jemele Hill one with the
she's
the
great, right?
And like, so I think for sure that the show would blow up if they had celebrities on there for sure.
Yeah, they need, a Bravo celebrity.
Because... Didn't they say it was like $100,000 to go, right? But they
I
get like a half.
So.
Like they get like 50% off to do the show.
I think
the
Bravo producers, correct me if I'm wrong, please in the comments. I think they pay for half of it.
Yeah.
And so, you pay for the other half.
Yeah. So I think that they should pay for more and just get more celebrities come.
I think the Bravo celebrities would do it. So who do you think, Jane? Do you have
one
in mind?
Bring the Hadids on board.
Oh, yes. With Yolanda. We love Yolanda.
Bring the Hadids on board just have some really hot photo shoots.
Yes.
Yeah.
That front of the boat's not being used well.
No.
Like, you could do a hell of photo shoots on that.
So yeah.
No one's ever done the Titanic either as a joke. So I'm waiting for that. So we'll see. One day it'll happen. But I think we're done here. I mean, that was a fun boat. I didn't get nauseous. It's great. I didn't even need the Dramamine. So we're good.
Should we end with a sing-along like how they did tonight?
I can try. I don't have a great pitch, but you started us off. Let's see.
Okay. Well, I feel like there was a missed opportunity in the hot tub where they could have sang Josh Groban. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas.
I don't have a great voice. But you know what?
I don't think that was great.
I think you did great. I think you did great. So tell people where they can find you.
I did good enough. Nate said I did good enough.
Nate, that's a low bar.
No, it's not. Because listen, I sing like...
Fabulously?
Follow my Instagram. Y'all see me. I worship every
morning. What's your Instagram?
What a hot plug.
WorldNate_.
What about you, Jane?
I always forget.
I'm at JaneJohnson_.
And I'm Amir Yasai, AMIR_Yasai, YASSAI. And that's all the time we've got for this after show for Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Sorry, I said dick again. Deck. Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Amir!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.